And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream, another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we have an organic wine. It's a wine made with organic grapes, apparently. We're going to find out a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But first, I want to welcome everyone to the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they're right here. Kind of not completely all filled in because there's a space here, a couple of spaces here. That's because the show isn't about me. The show is a little bit about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, whatever it is. You can drink water if you want. It's quite all right with me. Hey, that empty spot is for you to get in the chat. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. If I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy a bottle of it and drink it too. And give it a fair and honest review. You know, also, if you're a vendor, if you can send me a bottle of wine to review, I will give it a fair and honest review. I'm not a sommelier, okay? I am not a wine expert, as they say, with a really well-trained tongue from years and decades of study, I should say, official study. I am an everyman. I'm an everyman who likes to drink wine. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And that's about how 99.9% of us out there drink wine. I don't take a sip and spit it in the bucket and go on to the next bottle. That's not how I roll. And that's not how most people drink wine anyway. We have to kind of get into the bottle to see if we like the wine or not. And that's what I do here on the show. And as we get down into the bottle, We talk, which I can't do tonight, apparently. Now, of course, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 141st time, this is the 141st episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I'm glad you're here. You can watch live on our Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can also watch on our YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. You can watch on our Twitch channel. Twitch channel is Drink with Rick 1. It's all one word, Drink with Rick and the number 1. And also on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. And we have live chats going on all those venues except kind of Twitter. But you can tweet me. You can tweet me. And I'll check in. I'll try to check in from time to time. Also, you can watch live on the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. drinkwithrick.com. You can watch live there. I don't have a chat going there right now, but if you click on the post that this live show is on, you'll get a comment box. Type in your comments. I will respond in kind. Might not be tonight, but it'll be later on because they don't get the comments right away like they do in the chat. So if you can, join me in the chats and tell me how you're doing. And we'll just have a great time. We'll have a great time. Okay. I'm going to go to the chats in just a moment. And before we do, let me introduce you to the wine we're going to drink tonight. This is the wine that we're drinking tonight. It's called Laurette. This is Nero Sicilia. It's a 2020. It's a Nero d'Avola. It's from Sicily. It's made in Sicily. And it's made with organic grapes. Yep, organic grapes. So that is what we're drinking tonight. And also the foods. The foods to pair it with. I have some steak here and some really cute little potatoes here that we have for dinner. And we have some cheese. We have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. I kept trying to keep it light tonight. We have this big thing right here. This is called a pizza burger. It's a pizza burger. I used to make these when I worked at Disney World at a place called the Light Bite. And I was so taken with them, and I made thousands of them, by the way, as my coworkers did, because we were at Disney World. And I took such a liking to it that I kept making them. Even after I quit, I made them for myself. And I made this one myself for tonight. Now, my lovely wife, she prepared the rest of the dish, but I made this tonight just before the show. And, I'll tell you all about it a little bit later. They're easy to make. I'll tell you how to make them. Very easy to do. Okay, so let's go on to the chats. Let's check the chats real quick. And in the chats on Facebook, my good friend Ed is in the chat on Facebook. Ed, it's great to see you. I'm glad to see you here, my friend. Always, always good to see you. Ed says, here you are, me too. And my lovely wife, she is in the chat. She says, hello, and hello right back at you. I haven't had any yet to drink. And honestly, I haven't opened the bottle yet. But I will. I will. Ed, you know about pizza burgers, I think. We worked together over at Disney and back in the day. And I was making these at the Light Bite. You remember the Light Bite? I'm sure you remember the Light Bite. It was still there after I left. So I don't think it's there anymore, but I don't know what's there now. But they changed so many things at Disney over the last, how many decades is it? That's a long time ago. I'm really dating myself here. Okay, let's check Twitch. The chat's on Twitch. Scott, MTHW, is in the chat. Scott says, what's up, G-Money? And Scott, right, it's great to see you, too. Right back at you. What's up with you? How was your week? How's everything going with you? I'm glad to see you here as well. Maybe I've got a Disney story in me somewhere. Maybe we'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll see. Anything else going on here? YouTube. YouTube is kind of quiet, but that's expected. We get more people watching than chatting on YouTube. But I do get comments on YouTube from time to time. So it's always, I do read them in the next episode when I do get them later on during the week. We have some birthdays to toast as well. And we have a few national days. So it's not going to be a heavy show tonight. So feel free to chat it up with me. Get in there in the chat. And we'll talk about how things are going. I do want to tell you about something that I did yesterday that I want to share with you. Another one of my videos I created. I'm not going to show it here tonight, but it's another one of my videos. Okay, let's see. What else we have on the agenda? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's introduce the wine. Yeah, this is it. Once again, Larte Nero Sicilia, 2020. It's a Nero d'Avola from Sicily, made with organic grapes. And there's all kind of stuff written on the front of this thing. It says, pure and natural expression of Sicily. Vegan friendly. As if a wine is not vegan friendly. Come on. I mean, the wine's made from grapes. When's the last time they put meat in wine? It goes, a lot of these go well with meat, but I don't know. Vegan friendly. It's red wine. Well, that's obvious. Paper from responsible sources. So this is got the FSC.org stamp. Paper from responsible sources. It says, we are eco-friendly, made with organic grapes. I read that already. And it matches well with steak and pasta. Well, we're in luck because I have both with me here tonight. Let's look at the back of this wine. I'm going to read this real quick. It says, Larte Nero d'Avola, Sicilia. Larte wines have an aura of nature and purity, eco-friendly from the grapes to the bottom of the... Oh, to the bottle, to the label. I thought I was going to say to the bottom. Of the bottle. Larte wines have an aura of nature and purity, eco-friendly from the grapes to the bottle to the label. Okay. Larte Nero d'Avola is a pure and natural expression of Sicily, made with organic grapes from most renowned indigenous grape variety. It has a typical Sicilian vibrancy, intense red berry fruit with soft, smooth tannins. And there's an asterisk there for Larte. Apparently, Larte is the Latin word for aura. I bet Ed knew that. I didn't know that, but I bet Ed did. I don't speak Latin. Let's see. This is a product of Italy, Italian red wine. And it is bottled by Vimi S.P.A. Vero La Nuova, Italia. And imported by Serenti Imports, Stamford, Connecticut. And it's certified organic by BioAgriCert SRL. You can find more info at, if you go to email them at info at bioagricert.org. Okay, 13.5% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. And that's what we got going on tonight. I did show you the foods. I'll show them again real quick, camera three. I'm looking forward to trying these, especially the pizza burger. So, Ed, you remember pizza burgers? I'm sure you do. I've had quite a few of them in my day when I worked at Walt Disney World. Ed says Light Bite, Heidelberger's Deli, Cruise Galley, Veranda Pavilion, Empress Lily, all gone now. And isn't that sad? I mean, that was our day. That was our heyday there, Ed, when we all those are fine places. I like Heidelberger's Deli. It was kind of like a German deli, and they served some really great sandwiches. I work now. I'll be honest, it was not my favorite place to work because it was pretty messy, and it was a lot of work cleaning that place up at the end of the night, Heidelberger's, but it was a pretty good place to eat. I liked their sandwiches. Cruise Galley, yeah, I worked at Cruise Galley, and that was for the employees of what was at the time known as the Walt Disney World Village. That's the Cruise Galley is where the employees cafeteria, where we ate. The Veranda Pavilion is where Ed and I got our start. We started working at Disney at the Veranda Pavilion with the Cone Shop and Surly Bakery and the Veranda Restaurant. And the Empress Lily, which was a three-deck, it was a riverboat, but it wasn't a real riverboat. It was kind of cemented in place there. It was a building. It looked just like a riverboat. Pretty cool, though. It's pretty cool. Three decks of the Empress Lily. And all gone now. That's a shame. I mean, you know, all that work they put into building all that, and you give them the instructions, and they knock it down and build something else. And that's Disney. That's Disney for you. Anyway, so let's go ahead and open up this bottle of wine. And this is what I have here, right here. And I've got the screw cap tonight. It's a screw cap. So we'll just unscrew it. And as Steve Martin said to Kermit the Frog in the first Muppet movie, "Would you like to smell the bottle cap?" That line always got me. I thought it was kind of funny. Anyway, a lot of kids didn't get the joke, but it's, it is a Muppet movie. Okay, and then we have, of course, an aerator here. I've got my aerator. Ooh, got my aerator. Splatter a little bit of the grape nectar around. And, of course, let me see if I can put this bottle somewhere. And, of course, to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland. Genuine Irish crystal glass. Given to me by my employers at buytowayradios.com. They are great people, by the way. They've given me so much over the years that I've worked with them, and it's been an honor to work there, and it continues to be one, and I really enjoy it immensely. Okay, so I poured a little bit of wine into this glass. Going to get a little bit of swirl to get things going just a little bit. All right. And while it's setting down, I'm going to set it down and let it open up and just breathe a little bit. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I did look around online, and I'll tell you where I purchased this. I found this quite by accident at Total Wine. I was walking around Total Wine store up in here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was looking around for some other wines, which I purchased some of them, actually, including this one right here, this little $3 bottle of the Big Sipper wine. The Big Sipper, which I am not going to open. It kind of looks like a two-buck chuck with just a little nicer label. I checked the reviews. I thought about opening it and giving a review tonight, but I checked the reviews, and they weren't very good, so I decided to two-buck chuck that wine and do this one instead. Hopefully, I will not be disappointed with this one. Okay, so I'm going over the reviews, and Vivino gives this one 3.6 stars, with 190 ratings out of 5. So that's kind of hopeful. I mean, it's not too bad. And it does get some, not glowing, but just scrolling through here briefly, it does get some pretty decent reviews. Apparently the 2011 vintage was the best. This is not the 2011 vintage, but that might be good nonetheless. We'll see. But Vivino had it listed for $10.49 a bottle. Now, I looked around, and of course, they had a Total Wine. Total Wine online has it for $8.99 a bottle, but it's on special. According to their website, it's on special for $8.99, normally $10.99. They had that strike through in the price and had it listed $8.99 limited time special. I'm assuming that's for the holidays or whatever because it's that time of year. But I did check around Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher had it in available in various countries, but they only had it listed on one U.S. site that wasn't Total Wine. This one was called Wine Loft USA. That's in Pikesville, Maryland. And it's $11.97 a bottle. So a dollar more than what the regular price is at Total Wine, I think. And I think, once again, at Vivino. Well, Vivino had it for $10.49. So there you go. I'll tell you what I paid for it. I've got the receipt right here. And I paid for the 750 milliliter bottle of Laureate Nero d'Avola, $8.99. So $8.99. So apparently I got the sale price on this wine because I just bought it this past week. What night did I go there? Wednesday night? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday night. Okay, so there you go. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give this wine a little bit of a taste in just a moment. Let me check the chats one more time. And Scott says, Scott MTHW says, I'm chilling, going to start on a bottle of whiskey soon. I air fried some wings and grass-fed beef for after I'm done getting drunk. Wow. Why not have it with the whiskey? It'd all go better together, I think. Air-fried some wings. That's got to be pretty good. You know, I've never had air-fried wings. I've had lots of wings, but I don't think I've ever had them air-fried. Is that pretty good? Is it better than... See, I like my wings nice and, you know, fried in oil and stuff, but I hear air-fried is actually better. I hear it's healthier. I don't know. But I'm going to have to try that. Maybe I was thinking about getting an air fryer at some point, but I don't know. Just haven't gotten around to it. I wonder, Chidi, what do you think? You think an air fryer is something that you'd be interested in playing around with? She is the mistress of the kitchen. That's her domain. Queen of the kitchen, I should say. That's her domain. And, an air fryer... I'd buy an air fryer if she thought it was a good idea, but I might do that one of these days. Scott says, some champagne isn't vegan friendly. Something about bones. Yeah, some champagne isn't. Yeah, well, actually, something about... That's another discussion for another time. Okay. All right, let's see. Ed says, buildings renamed and reused. So all those buildings there at Disney, the Light Bite, Heidelberg's Deli, Cruise Galley, Veranda Pavilion, Empress Hilly, says buildings renamed and reused. Lake Buena Vista Shopping Village begat Walt Disney World Village. And it scrolled down on me, I think. Now here's the timeline, the history timeline that Ed's putting in here. He says, and I'll tell you at one point I left. Ed says, Lake Buena Vista Shopping Village, that was what it was originally called when Ed and I were hired at that point. It begat Walt Disney World Village, and that's where it was when I was working there. Begat Disney Village Marketplace, and that was about the time, I think it was just after I left is when they changed it to Disney Village Marketplace, I think. It was not long after I left that they changed it, Disney Village Marketplace. As a matter of fact, I went down there one time and I was I was actually surprised to see that the name had changed. And then it begot Downtown Disney Marketplace. Yeah, and that was years later. That was some years later. I remember going there with Chi and the kids. Downtown Disney Marketplace. And that begot Disney Springs. Now, I know at some point that was when they had something else going there. What was it? Oh, it'll come to me. It'll remind me. that whole area next to it, right off hand, I can't remember the name of it, but we used to go down there a few times, and they had a movie theater and some dance club. They had some clubs and bars and all kinds of stuff right next to the Disney Marketplace. And then they called it Disney Springs. Is it still called Disney Springs now, Ed? Is it still Disney Springs? I can imagine. Okay. Interesting. I had something else just pop up here that actually surprised me a little bit, but I'll check that out later. All right, back to the wine, because I can smell the bouquet from here. I can smell it from here. Scott says, I read that already. Some champagne isn't vegan friendly. Something about bones. Yeah, I'm going to have to talk about this sometime. All right. Let's give it a little bit of a whiff. Is there something else going on here? Let's see. Let me check. I forgot to check YouTube. Okay. Oh, she's on YouTube too. She says hi. She goes on YouTube sometimes when things start crapping out on her on Facebook. Sometimes they start giving her problems on that, and she usually watches on her tablet, and then she'll switch over to YouTube and watch on YouTube. So she's over there on YouTube. That's good. I'm glad you're still with me, Chi. Okay, so let's give this a whiff. And I'm getting a lot of cherry. I'm getting a lot of cherry on the nose. And you know what? There seems to be some raspberry in here too. Let me give it a taste. A lot of red fruit in here. Cherry, raspberry. And you hit a blackberry too. It's a black fruit, yeah. And it's a little earthy. It's a little earthy, but there's something else in there. What's that tasting? Is that mint? I don't think so. Maybe that might have been my toothpaste. Let's try it again. Cherry. Raspberry. Blackberry. And it is a little earthy, but it's good. It is somewhat, they said it was mild tannin in this wine. I'm finding them a little bit more on the medium side. I don't know what they're, see everybody's definition of mild and medium and really tannic, it can differ because everyone's palate is different. And some people don't taste, some people won't get the tannin as much as some others do. And for some people, for some that don't like tannins in their wine, some of them think it's really tannic if it's kind of mild. Others, they really like the tannins and they like the bold flavor of the wine. Now, this is kind of medium. I don't find it that bold. A little bit. It's a dark ruby color. It's a fairly healthy color, dark ruby. It's a dry wine, but it's not overly super dry. It's dry, but there's just a hint of sweetness in it. Just a hint of sweetness. But it's nice, and it has a very nice finish to it. The thing is about the finish. It's a very smooth finish. I like it. Now, it's a lingering finish. It does linger quite a bit. And I can still taste the cherry in this wine. Interestingly enough, I'm not really tasting the alcohol so much, which is a good thing. Because I think personally the mark of a good wine is where you can taste the wine without really tasting the alcohol, or at least where the alcohol is overpowering the flavors of the wine. You start getting alcohol that's 14.5%, 15% by volume, and you start tasting a little bit of the alcohol in it or a lot of the alcohol, I don't go for that too much. I like to taste the wine. The alcohol's in there. I know there's a hint of it, but I'm really tasting wine. And that's the way I think wine should be, you know? Enjoy the wine. Enjoy all the flavors bursting out of the wine, you know, the rainbow of flavors, so to speak, without being hindered by the overpowering. See, if I really just wanted to taste alcohol, I would do like what I'd really do what Scott's doing and just sit here and drink whiskey all night. You know, I mean, there are a lot of flavors and some good whiskey too. Don't get me wrong. A good whiskey will have some different flavors to it as well. Good brandy will. A good scotch. Well, and I think we talked about that a little bit last week. You can get a lot of different flavors in a really good scotch, but the overpowering, you know, the alcohol is there. You can taste the alcohol. You really can. Here with the wine, it's more subtle. You know, you want to be more subtle, and you want to kind of enjoy the fruits and the aromas, and if there's chocolate or vanilla in the wine, or if there's any kind of cinnamon or something like that, you know, things like that. Those are things you want to be able to bring out all the different tastes in the wine and not let the alcohol get in the way of it, because when the alcohol starts becoming a little bit overpowering, then you can't really taste some of those other things that you really would like to taste in the wine. Now, Tommy Antio is in the chat. Tommy Antio says hi, and I hi right back at you, Tommy Antio. Thanks. I'm glad you're here. And grass-fed beef. I'm looking at Scott's other posts there. Air-fried some wings and grass-fed beef. Well, we've got some food here to pair it with, and it's getting colder by the second. So let's go ahead and taste this now. We can give it a tasting. And, you know, there's something about, Facebook. I'll tell you. Okay, Ed says expansion, Pleasure Island. That was it. Pleasure Island was what I was thinking of. Pleasure Island was next to the Disney Village, and they had all kinds of shops and restaurants and, well, it wasn't shops, mostly restaurants and bars, clubs, a huge, I think it was a 10-screen theater or something like that, and they had an IMAX theater there too, if I recall. Correctly, but we went there a few times. I think we saw a movie there at one of the theaters there one time. Went out there to see it. Yeah, it was a good place. Very expensive though. And Ed says eventually West Side as well. So they changed it to West Side. Wow. Okay, so let's go ahead and pair some food here. Get back to camera three. Camera three is up. And this is some steak. We're going to try it with the steak, a little bit of steak, because this is supposed to go good with beef. Now, I don't know, Scott, if this is grass-fed beef or grain-fed beef or Monsanto-fed beef. I don't know, but I'm going to try it. Pretty good. Kind of cold, but it's good. I'm going to pour just a little bit more. Very good. I like this beef. It's a good steak. My wife grilled it tonight, and it was still raining when she did it. I know, because I had to go cover the grill later. Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice. This is a nice pairing, a nice combination with this wine and this beef. That's very good. I should have some more of that. I'm going to end the show early so I can finish this plate. I'm going to clear the palate for just a moment. And then we're going to try it. She has a potato here. I love these potatoes. I couldn't get enough of these potatoes tonight. And there were different colored potatoes. And this was kind of a dark potato. I don't know what color it was originally, but a really nice potato. We're going to try it with a potato. How about that? Try it with a potato. Cold now, but still a good potato. Very good. Well, very nice. Now, I'm not sure what she, what did you put in the potatoes? I know she put some seasoning on these potatoes. I don't know exactly what seasoning that was, but it was, it went really well with the wine. Seasoned potatoes. The potatoes went really well with this wine. I like it. I can't say that about a couple of the wines we've had in the past, but this one seems to go, so far it goes pretty good with everything on this platter. I will go ahead and clear the palate one more time. And we're going to try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Yeah, notice I'm saving the pizza burger for last because that's going to be messy, folks. It is going to be messy. Okay, here's the Trader Joe's. I'm guessing this is going to be creamy. I would not be surprised. Once again, a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I like it. I like it very much. Very, very good stuff. I'm going to clear the palate. I'm going to go back to camera three here. Okay, here's the piece de resistance. Now, I'm going to have to bring this plate over here. And then I'm going to have to be very, very careful. Because one thing about a pizza burger is they're really, really good, but they're really, really messy. Now, before I do that, let me make sure I have some wine. All right. Now, let me tell you what's in a pizza burger. A pizza burger has, it's a ground beef, a burger, beef burger, 100% pure ground beef. It has a slice of mozzarella cheese on it, and it has tomato sauce. Now, one of the things that I normally do is I normally put some mayo in there on the top, because it is a burger after all, right? I didn't do that this time. But I'm going to have it. I'm going to have a slice of this. It should be good. It is delish. A little cold, but delicious. And it's going to take... It was a big bite, so it's going to take me a minute to chew this up. While you're waiting, please feel free to talk about... to talk among yourselves. Not about you. To talk among yourselves, you know. Okay. That's it. I'm having some more. Let's finish this burger. Have another piece of this burger. And more wine. Bring on the wine. Okay. Good combination with all of it, by the way. I gotta finish this burger. I'm just gonna have to do it later. It's gonna be too cold later. Let me set it back over on camera three. But let me, once again, let me show you what. It's 100% ground beef burger. There's mozzarella, a slice of mozzarella cheese on it. It has some tomato sauce. And once again, I usually used to put, when I worked at Disney for myself, when I'd buy them for myself, I'd put some mayo in there. And then I get a big basket of fries, and then I dip the fries in the tomato sauce and eat the whole thing. It was really good. And that's what made me the man I am today. That and a lot of cinnamon buns. Okay. And some wine. Ed, did you ever get a chance to eat a pizza burger? I'm pretty sure you remember them. I don't know if you ever got a chance to actually eat one. But we used to, when we'd get on our lunch breaks, working at the Light Bite, I used to go ahead and buy my lunch there, buy a pizza burger and some fries. And the drinks were free. You know, we could have a soda, whatever, iced tea, whatever. But we had to pay for our own meals there. And I had to go back in the employee area. They had a little break area there in the back of the light bite, which was actually outdoors. That was Florida, so it was usually no big deal unless it was storming. And that was kind of a big deal. But I used to go back there and eat my lunch back there. I'll tell you what, it was. But I used to make the burgers myself because about 2 or 3 minutes before I knew I was going on break or lunch, I would go ahead and make my own burger. I'd go ahead and pay for it, and then I'd go back there and make the burger myself to my own spec. So I get it just literally hot off the grill and put it in the buns and made it just the way I wanted. And went back there. Oh, man, those things were so good. They really were. Here's another thing. I know that Ed knows that a lot of people don't, but Disney had its own everything. And they did a lot of their own stuff on the premises in-house. They had their own, basically had their own electricity grid. They had their own electric company. They had a utility company, so Reedy Creek Utilities. They had their own water, sewage plant, and all that stuff. Garbage disposal and everything. The garbage disposal system at the Magic Kingdom was actually pretty interesting. It would all go down this like pneumatic tube thing, and then they drop the things down there, and it was interesting. But we didn't have that over the village. We didn't have that luxury. I had to take all the bags of garbage, and we'd have golf carts with flatbeds in the back, and I'd have to eat. Well, we had those. Sometimes we'd haul it out in that, but oftentimes we had a big garbage cart that we'd dump all the garbage in, and I had to push the cart out to the compactor there behind the cruise galley, as a matter of fact, behind the veranda restaurant. You used to dump the garbage there. And the trash compactor, huge machine. And in fact, it was an occasion where I had an accident there. I got a roofing nail stuck in my foot, and I literally nailed my shoe to my foot without meaning to. It just went. I was walking by there. They'd been doing some work on the roof and over the cruise galley, and they had left roofing nails. They weren't very careful about it, I guess. And I was out there taking the garbage out, and I inadvertently stepped. Now, these roofing nails were these long nails. They were about an inch or so long, and they had square, flat tops. There were square and flat tops on them. And one was just kind of sticking up on its flat end, and I didn't see it, and I just stepped right on it, and it went all the way through my foot, through my shoes. And I was wearing, you know, these reinforced work shoes, these black work shoes, went all the way up into my shoe. And so, of course, they had to rush me to the hospital, which, by the way, they had their own hospital on the premises. Yes, Disney had its own hospital on the premises. I'm not sure they still have it. I think, Ed, didn't they close that hospital down some years ago? But they used to have a hospital on premises and an urgent care area, and they had to rush me over there. And then the doctor had, because I couldn't take my shoe off. It was nailed right to my foot. So the doctor had to give me a tetanus shot. And then he literally had to sit here with put his foot on mine with a pair of pliers. And he had to yank that thing out of my foot. That was a lot of fun. I was sore. I couldn't walk on that foot very well for a while. It was fun. Had a few accidents, little mishaps at Disney. Got bit by a spider once in the Surly Bakery. That was another story. Am I going on? I'm going on and on. These are the Disney stories that are not fun to talk. Well, they're kind of funny now, but they weren't at the time. I again remember some of those. Let's see. What's going on here? Thuggin' Goldfish is in the chat. Thuggin' Goldfish, great to see you. How you doing? And Thuggin' Goldfish, what are you drinking? Bitter dark chocolate and a Hell's Lager here. Says, you work at Disney? I live by Disney. So Thuggin' Goldfish, you live by Disney. Which Disney? Which Disney park are you living by? Are we talking about Walt Disney World in Orlando? Or are we talking about Disneyland? In California, or one of the other parks around the world. Because you see, here's the thing, folks. This is a global show. We have people that watch from around the world. Thug and Goldfish says, California. Ah, Disneyland. Yes. You know what? So you live by Disney. Wow, that's got to be an adventure right there. People, you know, there's a lot of traffic and everything like that. It's get a lot of noise where you live by Disney. Probably get some noise there. Disney, the actual area of Disney in Disneyland is really not that large compared to Disney World. Disney World, they had miles and miles. Like, what is it? I had something like 44 square miles or something in Disney World. And Thug and Goldfish says fireworks every night. He's got it. Fireworks every night. Yeah. 9:45 p.m. like clockwork. I guess that's got to wear on you after a while, I suppose. But Thug and Goldfish, glad you're here. And please stick around. We'll have some fun. So bitter dark chocolate and a Hell's Lager. Wow. That's a good, you know what? Alcohol always goes great with desserts of any sort, any kind of dessert. So I feel for you, my friend. I feel for you. Fireworks every night. Here's the thing. When I'm, I feel a story coming on. Two of them, actually. Okay, first of all, in our neighborhood, it's supposed to be a fairly quiet neighborhood. We moved in here. We thought it was a fairly quiet neighborhood. Now, we had young kids, and there were people that had really young kids, and it wasn't too bad. And as they got older, they made a lot more noise, you know, and on our street. And they still do. And some of these kids are all grown up now, and they're still making noise on the street. It's not a big deal. It's just the thing is, though, we've got two things going on here on holidays or on holiday weekends, because for some reason, some people think that the weekend surrounding the holidays is a part of the holiday. So they've got to go out and shoot off fireworks. And we're talking about fireworks. We're not talking about the little sparklers and things. We're talking about big fireworks that, you know, the big stuff. And they're shooting them off down here like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And we can't really function here because they're going right all around our house. So it's and I have done, it has disrupted on occasion a little portion of some of the Saturday night streams, because if they go out there on Saturday nights and you hear the boom, 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 I just tell everybody it's ambient noise. And it's, you know, especially if I'm running the fireworks during the toasting segment that we're going to do in here in just a few moments. It's just part of, it's just the sound effects, right? It's the sound effects department outside, courtesy of the neighbors. Well, there's something else that's been going on here that hasn't been so much fun. And lately, we have a local, well, it's kind of local. It's over the border in South Carolina. There's a liquor store in South Carolina. And they feel the need to send a plane every morning and every afternoon pulling a banner down the highway. We're near the highway, so they want to pull that banner out and run it back and forth across the highway, advertising. And I'm not going to give the name. I'm not going to give the name of the place, but they are advertising their liquor store. Now, that by itself doesn't seem like a real big deal, except for the fact that they do it. They started off doing it. They've been doing it like all year. They started off doing it like at 7 in the morning. And then again, about 4 in the afternoon. So, and the reason it's so disruptive, it's not just a plane flying around the banner. It's like a prop plane. It's like a single engine prop plane. And this sucker is loud. I mean, it is extremely loud. We've got this super loud plane, flies around, and it flies right over our neighborhood, several neighborhoods. I've been to their Facebook page, and there are so many complaints on there from people who live in my general area about the plane and how disruptive it is. They got people with babies trying to sleep at 7 in the morning, parents trying to sleep at 7 in the morning because they didn't get any sleep because the kids kept them up all night. And they can't do it because the single engine prop plane is just flying all over the place over their heads. And it's disruptive to me because here I am when I get, I can't, it wakes me up. Now they quit doing it 7 in the morning. Now they're doing it like 8 or something, but they're doing it every afternoon around 4. And when I'm trying to record something, when I'm trying to shoot video with some sound or record a podcast or something from my job, I can't do it when this stupid plane's flying around. And it drives me bonkers. It drives everybody in the neighborhood crazy. And they complain. And the guy was even on the news. I was on the local news some time back about the complaints. And basically he was like, goes by once every for about 8 seconds and it's gone. He does not live in our neighborhood. And I'm telling you, that plane is flying overhead about every 20 seconds, 3-4 times during the course of an hour. And it's it lasts. I timed it. It's like between 40 seconds to a minute and a half that plane's buzzing. And it's no 8 seconds, I'll tell you that. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on a rant, but that's my story. So Thug and Goldfish, I feel for you about the fireworks every night. I know how disruptive that can be. I really do. Let me go back to the rest of the chat here for just a moment. And let me check. Everything's kind of quiet here on the rest of it. All right, let's go ahead and do the birthdays. Let's toast some birthdays, okay? Enough of my ranting. Let's toast birthdays. I'm going to cue the fireworks. Fireworks queued up. And the first birthday I'd like to toast is for my good friend Sean. Sean, whom I've talked about a few times and toasted a few times, various things, various reasons. He's a fellow podcaster. I first met him at PodFest in, 2018? I think it was 2018, I think. 18, yeah. And he is also an attorney. He's also a attorney who does debt relief. You know, and he can help. And now if you're in Florida, he can definitely help with that. If you're having debt issues in Florida, he can help with that kind of an issue. But Sean is a good friend of mine, and he wrote a book. He wrote a book called Crushing Debt. He has a podcast called Crushing Debt, and he also wrote a book called Crushing Debt, and I think I gave away some copies, didn't I? I did. I showcased his book. I don't have one here at the moment, but I've read his book. It's quite good, and it's an easy read. It's great stuff. I learned a couple of things, and I gave away a couple of copies of Crushing Debt, I think, in the past. And speaking of giveaways, we might do some giveaways down the road here for the holidays, so hopefully we can. Anyway, here's to my buddy Sean. Your birthday is this coming Wednesday, the 15th. December 15th, 2021. So to my friend Sean Yester, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Sean Yester, Yester Law. Another birthday I want to toast is from my friend Ray. Now, Ray, I have not seen Ray in a number of years. I used to work with him. We worked together at a company that I worked at for a little while, which I will not mention. But Ray was a nice guy. He's a nice guy, good friend. And I think, I'm not sure exactly where he is right now, but Ray, your birthday is Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 16th, December 16th, 2021. So for my friend Ray, happy, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, 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 many more. For Ray Espy. Now, I have another one to toast. I have one more birthday to toast here tonight. And this is from my friend Bonnie. Bonnie, your birthday is the 17th, but you knew that, right? It's this coming Friday, December 17th, 2021. Now, Bonnie's also a fellow podcaster I've gotten a chance to connect with on Facebook, online, and gotten to know a little bit, and follow her. She is a fellow podcaster, And she's also a business coach and a business consultant. And she is the she's the owner of Business Fabulous. Business Fabulous. And I had a little brain fart there for a second. But Business Fabulous. And she is, you can actually visit her website, BonnieLFrank.com. Bonnie L. Frank. Anyway, here's to, for Bonnie, my good friend Bonnie Frank. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Bonnie. And I think that's got it for the birthdays. Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Laureate Nero d'Avola, Sicilia. This is a wine made with organic grapes. So far, I'm liking this wine. It's actually not bad. I like it. I haven't gotten very far in the bottle, but so far, I like it. All right, it's not bad wine at all. It is a little. It is coming on a little bit stronger than it was at first. It is a little bit bolder than I detected at first, and I think as it's opened up, it's become a little bolder. Getting a you know, the tannins are about the same, about medium tannins. It's a decent wine, but it's fairly dry with a twitch sweetness. No, I mean twitch, different twitch. Twitch of, a twinge of sneeze. Ah, there you go. Twinge of sweetness. There we go. That's it. Thank you, Rick. All right, let's do some national days. I have a few national days toast. Nothing serious. Pretty quick. We could be out of here in another 20 minutes. Get in the chats, folks. Give me something to give me some of your stories. I want to hear some of your stories. Ed has some stories. He has a lot of stories about working at Disney. I don't know if he can. I don't know if some of them are stories he can pass on to us. But yeah, there are a lot of stories. Disney is quite a. Yeah, a lot of Disney has a lot of history behind the scenes. Okay, December 11th. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and use the. Here's our toasting, our National Day toasting thing. By the way, these national days are courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. You can go to nationaldaycalendar.com. The CEO is Marlo Anderson. He does a fine job of putting everything together on the website. And as I understand it, the 2022 calendar is now out. There's a wall calendar and a desktop calendar for 2022 for National Day Calendar. .com, so you can check out all the national days. It makes a great gift, by the way. We might just give one away on the show here. Maybe we'll give one away on the show. We'll see. See if I can get some in time. Okay, December 11th, which is today, for another 54 minutes. December 11th is National App Day. Yes, that app. App like on your phone or on your tablet or, you know, whatever. National App Day. Why am I toasting this? National App Day. Used to be computer program. You put something on a computer. It was called a program because that's what it was. It was a program. You're programming the computer. Now they're not called programs. Now they're called apps, short for applications, apps. And I think we have Apple to thank for that. Yes, that app, Apple. All right. National App Day. We also have, it's also National Noodle Ring Day. Now, I did not look this up. Can anybody tell me what National Noodle Ring Day is supposed to be for? Noodle ring. What's a noodle ring? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not that much of the man of the world to know what a noodle ring is. I don't know. Anybody in the chat who can tell me what a noodle ring is, I'm pretty sure it's easy, and I'll probably feel pretty dumb for not knowing this once I know. National Noodle Ring Day. Whatever. Drink to that. I'm drinking stuff I don't even know what it is. Okay. Let me check chats. Anybody know a National Noodle Ring Day, what a noodle ring is? What's a noodle ring? Okay, everybody's quiet on that one. Maybe I'm not the only one who doesn't know. It's okay. You can Google it up. I'd probably be doing the same thing. I could Google it up. I'm not going to right now. Got other national days to toast. Some that I do know. December 12th, which is tomorrow in another 52 minutes. December 12th is National Ambrosia Day. National Ambrosia Day. You like ambrosia? I'm not crazy about ambrosia. National Ambrosia Day. Here we go. I'll drink to that. Okay. It's also... I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing at the text here on the screen. Okay, December 12th. I need more wine. Prepare myself for this one. Okay, December 12th is also National Ding-a-ling Day. National Ding-a-ling Day. Now, when I was a kid, my parents would say, "You're a real ding-a-ling." And I was just a kid. I don't know. You're real ding-a-ling. And people call other people that. You know, they instead of saying you're a goofball, they say, well, you're a ding-a-ling. I'm not sure if that's what it's referencing, but there are a couple of meanings for ding-a-ling. I don't know if that's which one it's referencing because I didn't look that one up either. So National Ding-a-ling Day. Yeah, I guess I am kind of a... It means the same thing as the other thing. That's a pretty negative connotation, isn't it? That's a pretty negative label. Let's skip that one. Okay, December 12th is Gingerbread House Day. Gingerbread House Day. I like a good gingerbread house. I like to eat pieces off a gingerbread house. My kids, when they were younger, they used to make, you know, they get the kits and they'd make a gingerbread house, you know, and it was like, it was more fun to make than it was to eat, that kind of thing. National Gingerbread House Day. I'll drink to that. And it's also National Poinsettia Day. December 12th is National Poinsettia Day. Okay. I'll drink to that, whatever. I don't have any more days to toast, so I might as well drink to it. I think that does it for the national days. What do you think? I think that does it for the national days. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get back to the chats here. Enough of the national days. So, Ed, you still with me here? Let's see. So, Ed and I worked at Disney together for a number of years. And I think I had another Disney story somewhere there, and I can't remember what it is right offhand. And it's okay. But Ed and I have stories. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about Spider Bite, wasn't I? Oh, yeah. When I was working at Sara Lee Bakery, and we had these fake plants. And as you know, at Disney, they're full of fake plants. In fact, if you're walking around the grounds, they mix the fake plants in with the real ones. So sometimes you can't really tell. You got to look hard to tell sometimes. And they do that on purpose, of course. The topiaries, I'm not sure all the topiaries are real there. I don't know that any of them are real. I have no idea. They make a big deal about how the topiary is real and they keep it up, but I don't think any of that stuff is real. Never gone up close enough to touch one. Never really cared to. I did mess around with some fake plants. We had some fake plants in the Sara Lee Bakery, which we all knew were fake anyway. But they had little potted plants that would stand up there. It was just for a decoration. And I was cleaning around there one night and was cleaning around the plant. And when I got back, when I came back, I didn't feel a thing at first, actually. But when I came around from in the back area from being up front, and all of a sudden I noticed that my thumb was starting to swell up. And I'm thinking, what's this? And it got really swollen really fast. I mean, it swelled up really, really quick. And it got to be about twice the size of than it normally is. And then it started to come across the rest of my hand. So, and I couldn't really move it much, couldn't bend it, and it was starting to freak me out. So they sent me over, once again, they sent me over to the local hospital there, and they checked me out, and they said, oh, you got a spider bite. And I'm thinking, oh, marvelous. And so I don't like spiders anyway, so it kind of freaked me out right there. So they treated, they gave me some, I can't remember what they gave me. They gave me some antibiotics or stuff to get the swelling down. I think they treat, I think they shot me with something, if I don't, if I recall correctly. But they gave me some medications, and I had to take these antibiotics, and then the swelling went down after about a day or so. But they were saying that, hey, it's a good thing you came in right away. And I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what they meant by that. And then years later, I found out after, and I think I've told the story before with the staying in the house with the brown recluse infested, house that one of my roommates got bit in the leg by one, and he didn't go get it taken care of right away, and it swelled up humongously, and he had to go to hospital and get the thing treated for a while, and he was pretty lucky he didn't lose his leg. So after that, I really, really appreciated the fact that they reacted so quickly at Disney and got me to the hospital when I got that spider bite. It could have, might not have ended well. I need that thumb to hold this wine. I need both of them, actually. Okay, so what else we got going here? Oh, yeah. That is an open chat, right? So we're going to close it up. If okay, let's see. Ed says 17th Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So the 17th, which is next Friday, right? Yeah, that's that was Bonnie's birthday. 17th is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Anybody own an ugly Christmas sweater besides Ed? Ed, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater? Here's the Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I don't have anything else to drink to. By the way, if anybody has an anniversary or birthday or a whatever coming up, let me know. We'll toast it. We'll toast it right here and now. Just let me know. Put it in the chat, and we'll toast it up. Ed, you have lots of friends. Ed has a ton of friends. I'm sure you have a friend that's having a birthday or an anniversary or something to celebrate here, right? And let's throw out a quick toast there for him. Otherwise, you know, it could be a short show. I do want to real quick mention that my daughter Tia, TiaSavoy.com, who does all of our graphics for the show. You've seen all our graphics. She does all of our graphics for the show. And she is actually accepting commissions now for the holidays. She's accepting commissions at her website. And her website is, let me pull it up here. I've got to pull it up here real quick. Oh, that's the wrong page. Okay. I was so unprepared. TiaSavoy.com. See, TiaSavoy.com, this is her website, and she does all kinds of graphics. So if you're a podcaster, a YouTube streamer, a Twitch streamer, or whatever, she does all kinds of graphics, animations, and things like that that she can do for you. She's very, very reasonable, and she can get it done for you. She can do it all for you. And you can see the Drink with Rick part of that drawing there. She's done these for me, these other graphics here. These are banners for the Twitch channel. And, of course, the animated banner that you saw earlier, she did that too. She animated all of that. So that's TiaSavoy.com. So and you can just send her a commission through the comments. She has a form there. You can commission her to do any kind of graphics work for you. Well, you know, when I don't even have a third of the bottle. Look at that. I'm sipping this thing. I am really sipping this thing. See, that's why my sisters aren't watching anymore, because they want to see me just glug it down. No, they're busy right now, but they want to see me go down and finish the bottle, and I'm not inclined to do that tonight. I get dirty looks from Chi whenever I start doing stuff like that. I won't tell her if you won't. Okay, so she's watching, by the way. Hi, Chi. Okay, so I want to remind you about being ready for winter storms, winter weather. This is one of the weather radios I use. Has multiple power options to it. I keep one of these handy. We take it with us when we're traveling around. It's great. It's handy to have in the car. There are four or five different ways to power it. It takes alkaline batteries. It has a lithium-ion battery here. Use a hand crank if you're running out of battery power. Let's see what else it has. Oh, solar power. It has solar power right here. Right there, solar power. Tells the time. It's got a great Cree LED flashlight on it that even has an SOS feature. And, it's a weather radio. How about that? It's an AM-FM radio, but it's also a weather radio. And this model, the Midland ER310, has a dog whistle. In case you get... I just set off the light there. In case you get stuck somewhere and they can't find you and they send out the dogs to find you, then they can find you with the dog whistle if you've got it activated. That's what you need for an emergency preparedness kit. Any kind of weather radio will do for an emergency preparedness kit. This is one that I use. It's a great radio. But I highly recommend that you go to ready.gov. Ready.gov is a government website. Go down the list of things that you need to build your own emergency preparedness kit. We've got winter storms coming. We already had, we had some serious tornadoes yesterday in the Midwest. I don't know if you heard about that. Really serious stuff. I don't want to go into that right now because it's just it's devastating, and I really feel for all those people out there. But this is all the more reason. It's a wake-up call. It's all the more reason to be ready in case of a disaster. So what I'd like for you to do is go to ready.gov, get yourself an emergency preparedness kit together. Third item on that kit is a weather radio. And some of these weather radios, they're equipped with same technology, specific area message encoding technology, where they can actually send out specific alerts to your area. But in any case, they send out tornado alerts, hurricane alerts, alerts for, lightning, really severe weather stuff, earthquakes. They'll even send out alerts for things like amber alerts. And silver alerts, for missing seniors and things like that. They send out alerts for just about any kind of disaster or any kind of emergency or a national emergency or a local emergency. It's good to have these radios handy. You never know where you're going to need one. Of course, if you do, go buy one. No, not for... Let me fix that again. If you do, go buy one at buy2wayradios.com. Buy2wayradios.com has all kinds of weather radios. They have, they've got weather radios. They've got FRS, GMRS radios, ham radios, business radios. They've got all kinds of radios here, okay? And they actually, this particular weekend, they happen to be doing a special 10% off on this Ocean KG905G GMRS two-way radio. And that ends on Monday, this coming Monday. So they've got plenty of radios there, but they've got a lot of weather radios. They have scanners there too. CB radios, they've got CB radios. If you do, go to buy2wayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. You can save 5% off your entire order on everything at checkout, and includes accessories as well. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for Buy2Wear Radios. I don't get paid anymore for doing this, okay? This is not a paid endorsement. It's not a paid commercial, okay? I work for the company. They just gave me a promo code to give to you, my viewers and listeners, of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream and say, hey, go use it. That's what I'm doing here. It's more of a public service than anything else. I'm not getting paid for it. I don't get paid for doing any of this, okay? I really don't. I get paid in wine. If my wife... is kind enough to go buy a bottle for me, which Oftentimes, I often have to pay her back for it. Not always, sometimes. So the thing is, I don't get paid for doing this. Okay, it's just something I do for fun. I'm doing this just for fun. And that's because I want to hang out with you guys and you know, and gals and everybody. And I just having a good time. That's all. And forgive me for being, normally I'm a lot smoother with doing these transitions, but for some reason tonight, I'm just off my game. Okay. Are we still on Facebook? Did I lose Facebook? I hope not. There we go. We're on Facebook. Good. Twitch is good. All right. So that's pretty much all I got except for the final review. There is one more thing that I did want to mention. I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. Yeah, this week, this past week, I was pretty busy doing a lot of, you know, as I do for my job. I was doing a lot of promotional stuff for the holidays. Been running a lot of promotional things. I did a commercial a couple of weeks ago, and we had our Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials going on at Bytubo Radios, and I put together a quick commercial. You may or may not have seen it. I don't know. But it was a commercial for the ad, for the specials. Then yesterday, late in the afternoon, after I finished my normal duties, we started that special off with a KG905G. I thought, wouldn't that be kind of cool to do a 30-second commercial on that just for the weekend, you know, this weekend only, you know. So I just threw it together real quick on the fly, and I had my daughter Tia do a voice dress. She did a voiceover for it. Turned out really, really well. Put it up. I threw it up there late last night, and my boss said, oh, this is pretty good. Let's just use that. So that's what I did. But that's what I – see – that's what I'm doing here. I'm making videos, even in my off hours. But that was kind of exciting. It was kind of exciting. I had a lot of fun with it. It was just one of those fun things where I just came up with this idea and said, wouldn't it be cool to do this? And I just came in the studio and I just, like, real quick, just let's do that, throw this together, throw this together, throw it. Yeah, and there it is, and boom. And it was. I love my job, and I love doing this. In the studio. This is so creative. I'm having the time of my life doing this. And this I'm doing for fun. And I'm having a great time doing it. Now, when it stops being fun, I'll probably stop doing it. When my liver gives out, I might start doing it. I'll stop doing it also. I don't know. Hopefully that won't happen. But in the meantime, just know that I am here because I like doing what I'm doing. And I like interacting with you. You know, you're part of the show. This show is not about me. I say that all the time. This is about us. And one of the things about it is I've met so many nice people. I've met so many friends here. And this is really exciting stuff. I really enjoy doing this. So I'm going to tell you that I have a passion. It's not just about the wine. It's about just being here with you. And I have, I really like doing this. It's a lot of fun. So just to let you know. Anyway, I think that's going to close it up just about. Let me give you a final review. And even with all my flubs and everything, like I said, I'm doing this for fun. Okay? All right. Now, let me give you the final review. Final review. Where is it? Okay. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is the Laureate Vera Sicilia. This is a 2020 Nero d'Avola. It's a Sicilian wine from Italy, made with organic grapes, and I like this wine. It's pretty good. Now, it is a little, it's gotten a little bolder as I've gotten down in the bottle a little bit. We've only about a third of the way of the bottle, mostly. Really not that far into the Sicci. I've not had that much, actually. But I like it, and it's gone very well with everything that we tried it with here. It went really well with the steak. I really liked it with the steak. That was pretty good. And the potatoes, the seasoned potatoes, it went well with that. Of course, the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda went very well with. And, of course, this pizza burger. One of these days, maybe I'll bring a microwave up here and show you how to make a pizza burger real quick with a frozen patty or something. It could be fun. cook with Rick. Yeah, right. Cook and drink with Rick, yeah. But it went really well with that. Went really well with everything. I really like this wine. $8.99. It's on special right now at Total Wine, or as I affectionately call it, Total Wino. Total Wine. It's $8.99. It's on special apparently because normal price is $10.99. Plenty of red fruit in here. I thought I got a little hint of black fruit in there as well. Also got some a little earthy, and it's gotten bolder. It's gotten bolder as I've gone along. It's gotten somewhat bolder, and it's not bad as it's opened up. It's actually a pretty good wine. I like it. For the price, I think it's pretty good, and it seems to be popular within some circles with some people. So I like this wine. And it's made with organic grapes. You can't beat that. Great for vegans. As if wine is not vegan, if it's not vegan, it's not from grapes. I tell you that. I don't know what they're making that wine with. But this is pretty good wine. Kosher, I don't know if it's kosher or not. I have no idea. Doesn't say. Usually they have a stamp say whether it's kosher or not. I don't know. I usually don't. I just drink the wine. I don't usually worry about that sort of thing. But if you are concerned about whether it's kosher or not, I don't know. I honestly don't. And let's see. Russ Kleiman, 1922, is in the chat on Twitch. And Russ Kleiman, good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. And he says, have you had S. Biden before? No, I don't believe I have. Not familiar with that. Not familiar with that. Is it S. Biden? Spiten? S-B-I-T-E-N. I've never had it before. I have no, do not know. Is it good? Is it something you can recommend? Let me see. Maybe I can try it if it's something that you can recommend. Never had it. Haven't heard of it. And Russ says, yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. Well, you know what? I've got that notated in the chat. I'll check it out. Let's see if it's a... Oh, okay. He says it's a Russian drink. Russ Kleiman says it's a Russian drink. Okay. I'm going to look that up. Look that up and check it out. Maybe I'll try it. I'm always up for something new. I'm always up for something from the good. Yeah, all right. I'll have to check that out. This is Biden. All right. I think that's going to do it for the show tonight, unless anybody else has anything. I had a couple of things I was just going to talk about randomly, but I think I've already talked enough, don't you think? You know, I there is one shout-out. I want to give a shout-out because I have it here in my notes. I forgot to give a shout-out to Zach M. Rutledge. He gave me he actually gifted me a Tier 1 subscription to Amish Ace on Twitch a few days ago. And I want to give him a shout-out and say thank you. It's much appreciated. Thank you very much for it. Didn't have to do that, but you did, and it's much appreciated. Amish Ace is someone I've been following now. And those of you who know that square guy, I've been following the square guy for a while. And he does Lego. He does gaming videos, and he and his betrothed Darcy do some baking videos, and they do Lego, building Lego kits. Amish Ace is someone who also does, I haven't seen him do baking videos, but he does the... He does the Lego kits. He builds Lego kits on his live streams, and he does some games. And I follow all Amish Ace, and I watch some of the streams. I'm in there every once in a while when I get the time. Interesting thing about Amish Ace is that they're affiliated with Locker Gnomes, Nerds and Geeks, and for those who don't know who Locker Gnome is, that is Chris Perillo, Chris Perillo's enterprise. And Chris Perillo is someone that I've followed for many, many years. Way back when I was doing the Force Field podcast, He doesn't know me, and I don't know personally, but I followed him for many years doing that. He was another fellow streamer, and he was one of those people that kind of there were several people that really inspired me to do streams like this, and Chris was one of them, and another person was Todd Cochran of Geek News Central, and the other person there was Mike. Mike Smith and Mike Tech Show, and all of whom I followed, a lot of they're all tech nerds and geeks like me. So that gave me some inspiration to do it here. I couldn't really afford to do it before, but now I'm kind of got this and just doing it. But I want to give a shout out to Zach and Rutledge. Thank you very, very much for the gifted tier one subscription. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Zach. So having said that, I didn't want to forget you on that, Zach. Any other final thoughts before we close up for the night? Let's see, on Twitch, Facebook. I would like to thank everybody who joined me. There are people watching. Not in the chat, but people watching. And let's see, on YouTube as well. My lovely wife, I think she's still there. And I have no idea about Twitter. I really don't. But here's one other thing, two other things. One real quick. I'm for those of you who like to watch my films, my classic films, and you know I was a filmmaker in a previous life. I have a couple more coming up. A couple more films coming up in the next couple of weeks. So look for one. I'm going to do a clip. Hopefully by next week I'll have it ready. I'm going to do a clip from News at 6. It's going to be one of the commercials that we did, one of the spoof commercials that we did back in the day for News at 6. I've got a couple other films. Ed's seen a lot of these, but there are a couple that he may not have ever seen. So I'm going to get a couple of those ready and get them up in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping that I have a version of Attack of the Bubble Creatures ready for the end of the year for a treat that has a soundtrack on. I don't know if I'm going to have it done in time, but we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, I've got some other things going. We're going to try to give away some stuff here for the holidays, and that'll be happening the next 2 weeks. And if I can get everything in time that I need to do that, and we'll have some fun. We'll probably be doing a New Year's show, but it's going to be on New Year's Day. But this New Year's thing's a Saturday night, so it's going to be that Saturday night. So I hope you'll be around for that, because that could be some more giveaways. Well, maybe we'll do another trivia contest. Anyway, in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to thank my good friend Ed for being here in the chat with me. On Facebook. Thank you for being here tonight. I do appreciate it, as always. And my lovely wife, Chi, on Facebook and YouTube. I also want to thank everybody who joined me on Twitch tonight. I want to thank Scott MTHW, Tom Antio for being here, Thug and Goldfish, Russ Kleiman, 1922. Thank you all for being here, and everybody who is watching, but who are not actually in the chat. I see there are viewers, but not in the chat. Thank you for being here. It's much, much appreciated. I do appreciate each and every one of you. I value your time. I do want to ask that you please, and you know this, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your wherever you're dwelling. Call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. Don't drink and drive. It's not worth it, especially during the holiday season. There's a lot of that going out there, and they're going to have checkpoints around too. So you don't want to, even if you don't think you're under the influence, you get hit with one of those at one of those checkpoints, there's a DUI right there, and nobody wants that. Trust me, nobody wants that. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. That's extremely dangerous. Any kind of distracted driving is dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all get together here next week and join me on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.